Hello everyone, welcome to the English Speaking Partners. This is Fish, greeting from Turin. You have already known that we are an international group using English as second language. But why are we here recording this program? For my own reason, it's a good chance to run away from all the conjugations of Italian verbs. For Maurizio and Loco,I think they want to show off that they are Italians speaking good English. For Shafiq and Jamal, I guess they are here to broadcast their favorite music. For Mary and Lozana, I know that they are just here to see me because they love me too much. So they also gave me Andrea as my partner. She's the sweetest. Anyway, no matter what we and you are aiming at, let's have some fun in today's topic.Learning English. Me, from China, and Andrea from Romania will do the speaking, and you, please do the listening.
Hello, Fish. Thank you for that beautiful introduction.
Thank you.
I'm afraid you have been misleaded by my puppy eyes, but thank you, you're the sweetest. And your English is very, very good, which brings us to today's topic. How long did you study English to reach this level?
Well, I studied from the age 12. And you?
Oh, since 9, I think.
Oh, we both have already learned this so many years.
Yes, yes, it seems like forever.
Do you have a choice? Well, in my case, I don't have a choice. I have to learn English.
Same as in my case. We could study a different language, which was at our choice, but English was obligate. We had to learn it. But it was great. And since all of the movies that I've watched were in English, and I can't pay attention to two things at once. So watching a movie with subtitles was like watching a beautiful sunset with a midget jumping up and down in my visual field. So it was really good.
As for now, in China, we have even English education in kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah. Can you believe a child like 3 years old greeting you with hello? Could be.
I'm not surprised. And where I live now in the dorm, we have a little 4-year-old girl, which is from India, and she can speak English a little, like, good girl, hello, how are you?
Really, nice.
Really cute.
Are you still learning English for examination or for what?
Yes, I'm still learning it. Every time there's time to improve, and I actually want to pass some exams. It's an international language, and we have to know it in order to get a job or to socialize with people from different cultures. Do you still study?
Yeah, I guess we both still have to struggle more.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish one day we could all learn Chinese.
Ooh.
Instead of English.
Yes, that would be nice. And Romania.
Yeah, it could save both some troubles.
Yes, yes.
Do you enjoy learning English?
Oh, I love it. In school, I studied mostly American English, but which was very easy. In high school, we had a teacher that was obsessed with the British accent and British rules. That was
boring.
it was interesting, but we had to turn 180 degrees.
Yeah.
There was a lot of punishment going on. Did you study British English or?
No, I don't really like that accent.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe I like American soap operas too much, so I got this American accent. I hope you don't hate it.
No, but I can't believe that bootylicious is a word in English, in American English, so that's why I prefer. But since you said you wanted to learn Romanian, I am going to invite you to listen to a Romanian song. It's very old and classic.
Wonderful.
Enjoy it.
Când apar, signorita, în parc pe înserat, curg în jurul petale de crin. Ai noci, patim dulci și luciri de păcat, Sur un troupeau d'écharpe fêlée. Gura taille un poème de Nebun et d'Orin, Sunitei un thésaur sublime. Ești un demon din vis care turburi și minți, dar ai zâmbetul de heruvin. Vreau să-mi spui, frumoasă zarada, cine te-a iubit, cât au plâns nebune pentru tine și cât au murit. Vreau să-mi dai gura-t dulce zarada, să mă îmbetez mereu de a ta sărutare zarada. Vreau să mor și eu. Să-mi spui, frumoasă zarada, cine te-a iubit, cât au plâns nebuni pentru tine și cât au murit. Vreau să-mi dai gura-t dulce zarada, să mă îmbetez mereu de a ta sărutare zarada. Vreau să mor și eu.
It's a great song.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's a classic. It's from the period between the two world wars in Romania. It was a love song, a tango. Actually, it was so popular in Romania that they made a story about it and a movie.
Oh?
Yes.
It's like from the Romanian culture.
Yes. Speaking of which, did your culture, did English change? The American culture, did it change yours?
Yeah, could be. I have this little story about learning English. We have this national English textbook starting from How are you? Fine. Thank you. So everybody was greeting each other. When they greet each other, they're using How are you? Fine. Thank you. So there's a joke about Chinese student in USA. He met a car accident, and the police came, asked, how are you? He was like, I don't know, instinctively, fine, thank you. So the police just went away without checking him. It's a little bit stupid, huh?
Yeah, funny. We actually stole words like sorry. We actually don't say sorry in Romanian. It sounds more from the heart in English.
Yeah, could be.
And we saw traditions. Actually, in Romania, we used to have a National Lovers Day.
Mm-hmm.
And now no one celebrates it. Everybody goes for Valentine's Day.
Me too. We have this same case in China.
Yes, and Halloween is taking on ground. It's very popular now. And Christmas became more of a commercial holiday.
Yeah.
It used to mean something more. It used to be more traditional now.
You mean because of the American culture?
Maybe, yes. Mm. It's
even serious in China.
Really?
Yeah, all over the streets have Santa or Christmas trees, or everybody's celebrating for what? Not religious.
Yes.
Mm. We also have the same, the difference between culture. You know, even I have already started English, but the culture thing still exists. For example, we Chinese, we answer yes or no according to the question, not the choose.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, a friend of mine was asked, "You haven't had lunch?" He answered, "Yes, I haven't." So the lady was confused. "So you had lunch?" "No." "Yes, I haven't." So this conversation kept going on. Even he has already learned English well, but the culture thing still getting the way of communication. You understand?
Yes. That happens a lot.
Okay, listen to the next song from China.
Thank you.
that was a great song. Was it a love song?
Yes. Her name is Deng Lijun. She used to be the huge star in 80s years.
Oh, what a strange name. What is your name exactly? I know Fish is more like a nickname.
Yeah, we have the family name in front of the second name.
Okay, so when... do you watch serials?
Like, you mean American soap operas?
Yes.
A lot. I love them very much.
Do you have a favorite?
Friends, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And yours?
More like House.
Ah.
I loved Friends, but House is very cynical and ironic.
You like that doctor?
Yes. I would love to see such a doctor in real life. But I also love CSI.
Mm. Yeah, I can come out with so many names. CSI, Grey's Anatomy, or Gossip Girl, or... Anyway, you just name it.
Yes, yes.
I guess I own a little bit of my speaking English today to American soap operas.
Yes, me too, me too. Any movies, favorite
movie? We have to say every English learner in China watched the movie Forrest Gump. Yeah, life's a chocolate, you have to taste it and...
I'm ashamed to say I haven't seen it.
And Forrest Gump, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
Go and watch it. You have to.
In Romania, everybody has watched Titanic.
Yeah, it's also a classic.
Even the guys, the girls made them watch. But it depends on who you ask. I mean, the guys in Romania, my boyfriend, when it used to be exactly, watched all Jackie Chan movies. And
Jackie Chan?
Yes.
You mean Kung Fu movie?
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, he only watches those. Those are the only ones he likes.
In English, right?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Nice to know that the Chinese movies are all over the world.
Yes.
Thanks to the language of English.
Yes, that's we owe it to English.
Mm. Do you enjoy it?
The movies? Yes, at first. I love him. Mm. After watching all of them, it's like I'm really tired and...
Not so interesting anymore.
No.
Could be others. We have other interesting movies. I would give you the name later.
Oh, please, please do.
Mm. And
now I would like to invite you to listen to another song. This is more like from a special region of Romania. It's going to it is one of the first songs I've ever danced to.
Wow.
Yes, because I am from that region and my parents love dancing to it and they taught me.
In a wedding?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Especially in weddings. So I've been to three of my cousins have been married and danced to this song. So I hope you will enjoy it.
And great.
I will teach you to dance to it later on.
Și cu dragostea de plină lumea de ea n-are leac nici vindecare pușcă omul din picioare le-le-le-le și iar le-le vai de om cu zboruri grele câte ofuri am optat pentru o fată dintr-un sat. Câte ofuri am optat pentru o fată dintr-un sat. Ne-am iubit și ne-am lăsat, dragoste mult a stricat. Că așa-s fetele frumoase, te iubești și apoi te lasă. Le-le-le și iar le-le, m-ai lăsat tuturor grele. Mai des parti de mândra, tu și ursitoarea mea. Ne-am iubit când ne-am iubit și într-o seară ne-am despărțit. Lelele și iar lele, despărțirei cu durere. Dorul, gândul, dragostea, să mă duc chiar la mândra. Și mă duc, mă duc la ea, că așa este dragostea. Lele, lele și Mărie, diseară viu iar la tine. Să ne iubim, măi mândruță, că-mi e doar de asta guriță.
Oh, that was the song. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really want to dance to it.
Yes, it can be danced only in pairs. That it speaks of missing someone you love.
Oh, so then I need a date.
Yes. And how has English helped you here?
Here, basically, yes. Mostly, mainly making friends. You know, if I haven't learned English and you neither, then we won't be sitting here recording this program.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We won't have so much fun in this English Speaking Partners program.
Yes, that is a lot of fun.
Right?
Yeah.
I have made so many friends from Italy, from France, from Congo, from India, from Pakistan.
Yes.
Basically all over the world.
Yes, in the dorm where I live, there are people from South America, even from Russia, from different countries and continents.
Yeah. Any friend from Japan?
No.
Oh. We still have one land to explore.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. But English really has made bridges to cross between nations, and it has been really, really helpful.
Yeah. It's like I heard that in the second half of this century, in China, would have more people speaking English than USA.
Really?
Yeah. Could be a rumor, but it is said so. There's a chance.
But I heard that if you go to China and ask for two beers and you show the wrong fingers, you might be eight. So.
Yeah, that's the culture thing.
Not that I would mind getting eight beers and paying for two, but the other way around wouldn't be nice.
Have you find it helpful, that English in your study?
Yes, very, very helpful. Actually, I don't think I would have been able to turn on and off a computer or operate Windows without actually knowing English. And I only noticed that when I saw my mom trying to find a button to open it, because she didn't know on meant actually turning on.
Really?
Yes, yes. She studied Russian. She was...
Russian.
Yes, she didn't get the chance to study English.
Yeah. Could be the reason, or could be the result, that English is so popular.
Yes.
Right now. Everybody uses it as a second language.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. And on the internet, it's very useful. Most of the information available are in English, also in science and anything else.
Let's listen to another Chinese song. The singer's name is Li Hong Wan. Yeah, he was born in the USA, and he got all the popular music elements right now, and also mix it with the traditional Chinese music.
Oh, so this
instruments is... or melodies.
Oh, very
I hope
nice.
You will like it.
Yes, I'm sure I will.
Tell yeah, babe, dan fei, yeah, yeah.
That was great to hear from Fish and Andrea all about why they learned English, how they learned English, and what they do with English now, which is actually principally supposed to be for them to study, but it seems like Grey's Anatomy, other TV shows, and music is a great way of learning and keeping up your English as well. So it was great to hear about what they do with English and how they meet so many people from all over the world here in Turin speaking in English. Thanks a lot then to Fish and Andrea, and we're looking forward to hearing you next time on English Speaking Partners, so tune in next week for more. Thank you. Bye-bye.